Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could
Welcome
be
to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon with Halloween candy.
We're getting today, candy.
Today is Sunday, November 6, 2011.
And this is episode 394.
Ooh, six shows away.
Six shows.
Contest.
Right. So we're digging through the Halloween candy right now. Which, have you guys been to Target yet? All the fucking candy is like 75% off now.
Yeah, but we have no reason to buy any.
No, you do.
No, we've been eating candy at my house for a month watching those movies.
Yeah.
I think you should have it's November, but we still kind of like think our Halloween movies.
I have to say, Ricky, I was feeling fat today, so I so decided to wear the shirt that you gave me.
I'm only laughing at your response.
Hey, when pregnant ladies fight, no one wins.
Y'all can both go to hell.
We are. Remember, I'm a bastard child, I'm gay, and I'm not baptized, so I've got three strikes already.
I don't think
me.
Baptized has anything to do with anything.
Actually, it does.
Why don't you pour some water on you and you're cleansed?
Oh my god.
Well, no, in religions.
So, are we going to start the show with phone calls?
No, we're going to start talking about the contest.
No, we're going to start talking about Halloween.
I'm just trying to move the fucking thing along so we don't get
Let's mention the contest
baptism
right
debate.
Now. Let's mention the contest.
What? Go ahead and mention
contest.
It.
Give us a call 206-984-3685 or 863-666-0377.
It's for our 400th show, mm-hmm. And you better talk nasty to us.
Yeah, talk real fucking nasty to us.
The nastier the better. Mm.
We have Joe's gift.
Oh yeah! I forgot about that. Ricky. Ricky sent me a picture that Joe sent us a package, and I said, Ricky, you better not be fucking open that shit.
Oh, speaking of that, Miranda Melinda.
Melissa Miranda Melinda.
Have we got her?
We haven't got a package from you yet. I know you said you sent it, so I'm just curious where and if you actually have, just in case it's not lost somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
She's so
Watch out, your heroes!
Ricky's so excited, he can't. He just can't wait.
Okay. We should have done this on the first show, but I didn't have it out in front of us, so.
Sorry, Joe. Thanks, Joe.
Joe in Dallas. I'm so excited.
It's going to be candy and porn.
Oh, God.
More candy.
Two of the best things ever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to slice it open.
By the way, I'm using my phone, my laptop charger, mm-hmm. The square down there on Apple's.
Warm
as a
up.
Foot warmer. My toes are cold.
Jesus H. Joe, what'd you like?
It's like Armageddon trying to get in that shit.
Well, there's layers. There's layers, y'all.
Isn't it ogre?
I guess I could have kind of opened this, but I didn't want to because I want to be excited just like you guys.
Wait, and you're excited. Oh, boxes of boogers.
Boxes of boogers.
Tangy gummy boogers that look and feel real.
Oh, gross.
Snot your regular gummy.
Booger flavors. Artificially flavored snot melon.
Snot melon. Look! He sent us pictures with frames. Aww. He sent Lauren a picture frame with us.
Oh, that is adorable. Aww. I love the boob grab in that.
Oh my god, look how high I look in that picture.
You look really thin, too.
Waylon, you look really tall.
And I look
thin. You do look tall.
Yes!
I look thin.
Let's see what else
we
have.
Do.
I need that electronic.
Is this boxed wine?
Yes!
Oh my god, I love it.
And it's the same. It's the Boda box that I used to take to the outdoor concerts.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't know who
there is no room
you,
on this
but...
desk for this shit.
Hot sauce! Oh, and it's called Melinda's Hot Sauce.
Oh, hey Melinda, Melissa Miranda. It looks like her too. Do you see the picture?
Totally like her.
Ooh, more hot sauce.
Oh my god. Bull Snort Fire in the Hole Habanero Hot Sauce.
Holy shit. I'm sure you're used to Fire in the Hole.
Mm. Now you are. Not lately. What?
Is it a dildo?
It's like shaped like a bottle, hopefully.
I'm sorry. You were doing laundry. My apologies.
What's that?
It looks fruity, but it's fucking habaneros.
Salsita.
Salsita. Hot sauce, salsa picante.
Oh my god, I love it.
Pure fire ripe habanero chili.
Joe, I am so glad you packed this shit up because it was funny because it says fragile on it. Yes. And when I got to the top of my steps, I was trying to get my keys out and the whole thing went bam, 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 all the way down the stairs.
Oh shit.
I love this.
So now
shit.
We need some fried chicken or something.
Thanks, Joe.
There's fried chicken in the...
Popeyes.
In the refrigerator.
Popeyes.
I don't eat reheated fried chicken, though.
Well, it's on the bone anyway, so you wouldn't hate it.
And only if it's a breast.
I hate all those.
Yeah, then no.
Thank you, Joe. We really appreciate it. Let's do a recap of what he got us.
Okay. So we got like 14 different hot sauces.
Salsita. Hot sauce. Salsa picante.
We got Belinda's Original Habanero Pepper Sauce.
We got Bull Snort, Fire in the Hole, Hot, Even Hotter Habanero Hot Sauce.
We got a Boda Box, your individual travel-size Cabernet Sauvignon.
And we also got...
Oh, and then there's a note on it. Approximately 3 glasses and 1 mini box with a note that says...
legibly.
No, laughable.
Oh, it looked like legibly from here.
Did he write it on there?
Yes, laughable.
3 bottles.
He has the best handwriting ever. That totally looks like that's supposed to be on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we also got 2 boxes of boogers. Tangy gummy boogers that look and feel real with booger flavors like snoddermelon, sour green boogie, and lemon boogie. Lemon loogie. My bad.
Gross.
And then we got pictures that he took of us when he was here visiting in Chicago.
Joe, you're so nice.
Oh, you're so sweet. I love him. Mm-hmm. He's awesome. Thank you very much. We love gifts here.
Thank you.
Remember, Christmas is coming.
Do we want to share the wine?
Christmas is coming.
Do you want to do it now?
Yeah, sure. Pop that shit open. Do we want to listen to a voicemail while we get glasses? No, it's Cabernet. We're not putting it on ice. You're not going to like it anyway.
Then I'll give you
2. You can try it.
No, definitely try it. Who knows? You might like it. It's dry, though.
Try it. Oh no. Yes. Don't. No.
Don't break your listener glasses.
I'm just going to do a little one.
So we're pouring wine now because apparently the show comes to a complete halt.
This show is brought to you by Joe's Wine Box.
So, yeah. So we're going to talk about we want to do Halloween, or do we want to get the business stuff, as in the phone calls and stuff, out of the way, since we know we'll talk about Halloween for a while?
Yeah, let's do the phone calls and stuff first.
All right.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding, we got a phone call!
Phone call.
See?
That's right. Phone call.
All right, here we go.
Oh my gosh, so this is your voicemail. This is Kathy Bacon. And how creepy is your number, 666? Really? Okay. Well, anyway, you used to have a greeting that said, keep it foul, keep it fun, or something like that. So what I decided was that I liked Melinda's – I hope she doesn't mind being called Melinda, since her name is Miranda. Anyway, I liked Miranda's story. So I thought what I would do is sponsor a couple little fun things to get you guys callers. And this is my warning. If people don't call in and play the games, then I'm just going to become a lurker like the rest of them. So anyway, maybe that's what they want, but whatever. Listen to me, all bossy pants.
Get it, Bacon.
Okay, here's my story. I work with this girl, and she has, like, the most disgusting rank feet. Like, she wears these flip-flops, leather sandals, and she's got big, huge feet, and huge as in fat, not big and long, huge as in fat. Like, we're probably the same size shoe, but she probably wears 3 sizes bigger than me. So, no offense to anyone with fat feet. I love feet. anyway, she wears these sandals and her feet stink. And she'll come into my, I call it a closet because that's kind of what it reminds me of, but it's an office. Anyway, she comes into my closet and she will take her shoes off and she will rub them on the carpet as to, like, I don't know, itch her feet, dry the sweat off of them. I don't know. And it is so disgusting. I'm thinking that if she walks into a small room, which my closet is probably about 16 feet by 50 feet, 40 feet or something like that, if she walks into that room and all of a sudden her odor is filling up the room, if I can smell it, she can smell it. So that's my story.
I love this Google Translate of her call. Yes. It's like ridiculous. Yeah. Should we read it?
Yeah. Do it. Try.
I have some, so Miss Lee, your voicemail. This is Kathy Bacon and How Creepy. It's your number, 666. Ready? Or really? Okay. Well, anyways, used to have a greeting. That's keep the file spits on something. That's so. What I decided was, but I would like to my windows. Yeah, I hope. Since my main called Melinda, something has... Moron, no, Moran. The anyway, I like to Moran the story, so I thought that I would do a sponsor a couple little fun things to get you guys colors, and this is a warning. People don't call him and played against then. I'm just going to come. Oh.
I'm just going to come.
Dang, Miss Bacon.
Worker like the rest of them felt anyway. Maybe that's why we want, but whatever. This is mailbox again, okay? Here's my story. I work with this girl, and she is like would-be most disgusting rank fee-like. She work, please, 4 o'clock leather sandals, and she's got big, huge feet and food. You know, in fact now, big and long, huge. I was in fat-like, we're probably the same satio, you probably worth 3 cents is bigger than me. So no offense, anyone, please. I love seat. Anyway, she worked me sandals and her feet thing, and she'll come in tonight. I called the closet because that kind of reminds me of the office anyway. She comes in this closet, and she will take her. She was. This is hard. She will take her. She was, and she will rob him on the carpet, us two, like, I don't know, a trophy drive, but off, up. I don't know if it is disgusting. I'm thinking that if she walks into a small room with my I was with his, probably, about 16 feet by 60 feet, 40 feet, or something like that. Yes, she walks in that room, and all of a sudden her porter is filling up the room. If I can function an hour, so that's my cell, and... This kind of reminds me of, like, you know, when you took typing class and you just typed words. That's what that was like. That's totally weird.
That's funny.
Thank you for calling, Miss Kathy Bacon. That's her telling a little bit more about her story. That's her disgusting story.
That's her nasty story. Now you can tell a nasty story or you can talk nasty to us, I guess.
Right.
So call us.
All right, we have another phone call. Everybody, y'all need to take y'all's headphones off.
Yeah. Just a warning. Warning, turn down volume.
All right, maybe we can turn this down a little.
Hey, it's Lala. Oh my god, it has been so long since I've listened to your show, and I've missed you so much. I have a 45 minute commute, and you guys are now the one thing I listen to. You and whoever those other people are, because I've been listening to you since Florida, so... This kind of feels like the arms day when she left Destiny's Child. It was like, who the fuck are those other people? No one gives a shit about them. Whatever, I care about me. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about you right now, but I'm sure I'll like the other people. Mm-hmm. Whatever. And speaking of Beyonce, she's pregnant and she's due in February. So in a couple months, people will compare her to you. Oh my god, it'll be the first time in your life you'll be compared to Beyonce. That's amazing. So anyway, bitch Fosse, listen. I live 6 hours from you, so we need to plan the most amazing gaytacular day in Chicago ever. Soon. Love you. Bye.
It's because you're fat.
All right,
and yes,
La-La.
We are awesome. Mm-hmm.
Lala is a...
hate the co-host thing. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say that.
What? Is that what she said?
No, she's like, I don't know about those other co-hosts. I guess they're okay.
Well, you have to remember, she listened back to when Cedric was on the show. That was probably the last time she listened.
Well, whatever.
Mm-hmm. You know, her...
Her Google Translate's pretty damn funny.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Should we?
Yeah, sure.
Well, first of all, thank you for calling Lala. I miss you too. She is a long time listener. Well, I don't know how long she's been listening, but she back in the day she listened. She had her own podcast called Think Geek with her and her sister, and they talk about video games and movies and stuff like that. I don't think they're doing it anymore, but she only lives like 6 hours away, so she wants to come visit one day and all that good stuff.
Which direction?
Somewhere. I don't know. She lives in Indiana.
Oh, okay. I'm just curious because you know, I'm from Indiana.
Right. Do you know her?
I don't know where she lives.
Oh, well, I thought everybody knows everybody in Indiana. It's not like
just
Nebraska.
Just like the rednecks in Virginia.
It's not like
Nebraska. No, they don't know each other. They're just all related.
Ew, in your face!
That's West Virginia.
Whatever.
Close enough.
Make
it bigger. At least we have a state where people want to live.
Make it bigger
asshole.
And I'll read it.
What? No, you know what?
Make it bigger and I'll read it.
Oh, you want to read it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta make it bigger though, can you? Is it possible?
How do I make it bigger?
You do
command
control and scroll. I don't know if I don't, here's this, there you go.
Here.
Now you just move the cursor over. Like your thing, but there. Now you have to scroll out a little.
Oh yeah, rub it. This is like educational.
I love it when you rub my clit.
Can you read that?
Yeah. And luck, oh my god.
Oh wait, hold on.
Oh my god.
You're gonna have to scroll out a little bit. Or zoom out a little bit.
There you go. New message. And luck, oh my god. He in it. Although bomb, but I wasn't here. Shall all of my name is Steve own life? I have a 45-minute commute, and you guys are now the one thing I listen to you, to your you know he. Tell her all that other people are because I will be more at so because you know why. We are very much a disease trail. It's like that both of these people. No, he's still got them whenever I care about me. I don't like the right now. There's relatively people wherever, and we have Gonti. She's pregnant, and you're doing anyway. Book online people in various. So what? All personalized that we can going to be clean up being a so anyway. It's popping with the enough. I was 6 hours from you. No, so we need to plan the most amazing A tag. You're it in Chicago. Ever the love you. Bye bye.
Nice.
I love Google Translate. That's funny.
Shot.
That's okay, hilarious. We got one more call.
Hello, porcupine. I can't do it. Goodbye. Goodbye.
I've been waiting.
I take it that was batshit crazy Kathy Bacon.
And her little bacons.
Right.
No, it's her bacon bits.
Her bacon bits.
Yes. I've been waiting to use that.
Good one. All right, let's look through here. Oh, we also want to talk. We got an email from Alex about Great America talking about the Flash Pass and how it's definitely worth the money for it.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to do that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
He said the most he waited was 15 minutes to get on a ride, and as soon as you check in with your device, you can schedule another ride.
Well, the thing is we've already paid for our pass, so, you know.
So it's really going to be cheap.
Yeah.
Right. When I emailed him, let's see, he said something about...
Oh, yeah, he's the one that's going to take our picture. Mm-hmm.
He said, let me know when you guys want to come out and check out the studio. I'll be happy to talk photography and buy some cocktails. If you want to come out and do some photography or portraits with the gang, bring them all.
Ah, so if it...
So I could, like, wouldn't that be fun if we took a picture of everybody together and sent out as a Christmas card, like all our friends?
Yeah, we could.
Like, no, I guess not. Okay.
No, I mean, find it...
Wow.
No, I don't disagree.
Mm-hmm. We could at least have a portrait of all of us together.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice. But we'll definitely take you up on that. And he wants to do our Christmas card also. So
if you want a Christmas card, you also need to send us your...
Yes, we need to actually get a
mailing
list up on Google Docs
okay.
that we can plan onto the website so they can we'll just put the link in every show note and then go and click it and add their information. It's private. And then we get it in an Excel spreadsheet.
Now you know how technical it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go I was one of those people last year.
Mm-hmm. You were.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, did you get the 1 year before? No.
No.
That's the dirty one. No. Right?
No, the year before was the dirty one. Or last year's.
Mm-hmm.
So do we need a song for 5-star reviews?
Well, no, hold on. I got an email I wanted to show you guys. Or to read you guys. It's from Bob Weather. Pods1234@gmail.com. He writes, "You really got the guts to break up with me over email, bitch. Tell you what, I just made some nice compilations of your best scenes and put it up for download on this site. Oh, and by the way, this email just went to your parents. I bet they didn't know how dirty you were, or I bet they didn't know you were into dirty stuff like this. Cheers, your XBF.
Dare you to click that embedded link.
It's sharecrash.org slash download.
Probably called spam.
It's probably a worm.
Fuck up your computer.
Yeah. Not clicking that. So, Bob, fuck you. Get over yourself.
We have one more call here.
Gingerbread, mama. I am very disappointed in you. You're talking ugly about people on your little show, talking about those 1-star reviews, and I've raised you better than that. That colored boy and that other boy are just rubbing off on you. You need to spend more time with that girl that you live with. What is she's a vegetable carrying, but that's better than being that colored boy. Trust me on that one. And anyway, you could make me a grandmother, and there would be nothing that would make me happier than to become a grandmother. Well, I take that back. A bottle of booze would make me happier. Anyway, stop doing that ugliness. You're not making your mama proud. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye now.
Fine. Just for Ricky's mama, we'll read a 5-star review.
Yes, we'll do that right now.
Oh, we're doing the 5-star first?
Thank you for calling Mama. We love when Mama calls. It's been a long time since she called. I don't think she's called since Florida.
Ouch. Oh, no, she's called.
She has called since Florida?
Yeah.
Remember? The color boy. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You remember also, I thought that was your mom?
Oh, yeah.
Is that your mom?
are you going to really go against his mother and read a 1-star?
Well, I'm a colored boy.
We don't know.
I'm not a vegetable eater.
So, 1-star review.
Should we give the answer to the last one?
Yeah, was our 1-star review from last episode was...
Cocktails and cream puffs.
Way to go.
Really? That's lame.
But yes, it was
cocktails and cream puffs.
Let's just move real quick past that because that was
cocktails and cream puffs. You're doing it right.
That's not. That wasn't a fun.
You're doing fine. You were elected like in 15 categories on the podcast awards, so
we're
think you're doing okay.
We're gonna kick your butt in religion this year.
Yeah, we're gonna kick your ass in
praise
religion.
Jesus.
Religion.
Praise his light.
Praise his light.
Yes.
I watched Easy A last night.
I love that movie.
Ooh, your pencils are so sharp.
So sharp.
Ooh, sharp.
You're going to hell. Hopefully you're not going to be there. I'm not. Good. Okay, so this 1-star review. It's called Only Listen If... ... by Bloom Frog. This was from October 11, 2009. You enjoy listening to self-absorbed bratty hipsters who think they are sweet. This show is indicative of a culture in which everyone is taught. Let me reread this. Okay, the title is Only Listen If... ... So it's ... continuation. Mm-hmm. So only listen if you enjoy listening to self-absorbed bratty hipsters who think they're sweet. This show is indicative of a culture in which everyone is taught that each person's opinion is equal and special, or that each person is interesting, i.e. everyone thinks that their own life would make a great reality show. I'm sure the hosts are fine, but they fail to realize that simply being normal, being a normal person, is not in itself a reason to broadcast yourself.
Is that Foul Monkeys?
And that was...
No, it's not us.
Next episode.
Next episode.
I have a guess.
But you already know, right?
Yeah, no, you already know.
I didn't look.
We talked about who it was before we started recording.
Oh, it's the same one.
Yes. Oh. I just didn't read the one. There was another one on there, and it was a little too personal.
Yeah, so Ricky's mama, you'd be happy that there was some editing.
Right.
Because the other one was
real mean.
That was real shitty.
It was tasty.
It was meaty.
It was enough to cause controversy.
I know. Yeah. I know a certain cry would love it.
Too many hints.
So
we do have a 5-star review.
So how do we do 5-star review song? 5-star review. No,
that's crazy.
That's just a little too much.
5-star review.
All right. So
5-star review. It's like the count. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-star review.
We are so fucking retarded.
Yeah.
This box mine. It's just slurm.
We should do 5-star review.
I love your show. I love it. Man,
you know, I can almost guarantee that's gonna. Oh, we didn't. You should have talked about Big Fatty in your drunk dial, and then that would have been on his show.
Yeah,
that's true. But it's too late. Next time.
Any drunk dials, you must say Big Fatty.
Yeah.
Even I'm Big Fatty.
I'm your mom.
Love it.
So we'll have to work on our 5-star review.
Yes. So our 5-star review is...
Shit. This one's a long one, too. So it says, doodle, 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 dee, la, 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 tee, hee, hee, oh, my, oh, me, by Amber Sputtenham. She says, I have a secret confession. I listen to each and every episode of this podcast twice. I find I don't want to miss a single word these young men say, but who is this new guy, Waylon? I must say, he brings a certain something to the show that the other guy didn't.
And would that other guy be Bill?
Would that other guy be me?
No, or I think the other guy is Bill.
Or I don't know. It's weird. By the way, these little pumpkin things look like nipples with boobs.
What's her name? Amber?
Amber.
Amber. Waylon is Bill.
And Bill is Waylon.
We're the same person.
It's like an anagram or something.
Not really.
What?
Not really. Continue. I'm
kidding.
That sounded too sciencey for
You're
me.
You're pretty.
An anagram. So it says, I never realized how lacking it was. This was commenting on he brings something that the other guy didn't. It is my mission to spread the word of this most joyous and wonderful show. Why, just the other day, my coworker foolishly left her iPhone unattended. I snatched that thing up and went into iTunes and downloaded the most recent 3 episodes for her. Imagine her surprise when she was went to listen to the latest episode of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and saw 3 new podcasts for her listening pleasure. What is this? She exclaimed. How did this get on my phone? Why, I would never listen to something called Foul Monkeys. Of course I played it cool and didn't let on it was me who did this most generous favor. Why don't you just listen? You might like it, I innocently said. And she did.
This is Reader's Theater.
I know, right?
I kid you not. This woman, who I have seen smile about 3 times in the last 3 years, I have worked with her, laughed and whooped and cackled her head off. I even caught a faint smell of urine when she left the room. Ew. The next day I found
She tells stories like I do.
The next day I found myself alone. My coworker took an emergency personal day. She called me later in the day to have me check up on something and asked if everything was okay. She said it was and that she was having a Foul Monkeys marathon. I then fessed up. It was me! I hacked your iPhone and downloaded those podcasts. She thanked me profusely and is going to pay it forward and secretly download this show on her friends' iTunes and iPhones. You're welcome.
Thank you very much for the review, but I don't know if it's real. Like, is this sort of like a real situation? So if you're the person that left that review, we need you to email us and tell us if, yes, you did all of this, and who you are and where you're from. Because I want to know. It's interesting.
ASL.
I love that she profusely thanked her.
Yeah, I think that this that should be our next contest is to have like a gorilla
like
underground
crazy.
Have people go download our podcast on other people's phones.
That would be fun. But most of our shows you have to do over Wi-Fi, don't you? I can't get them to download.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, I just listen directly from iTunes. I don't download them sometimes. Oh. Or I think that maybe people should graffiti in public restrooms and truck stops for a
Foul
good
monkeys.
Time call and then put our Foul Monkeys phone number.
Oh my God, that would be the best.
For a good time call. Hi, you've reached Foul Monkeys.
We give the best blowjobs ever. Leave a message and we'll get back to you.
Leave your name and phone number.
And the next thing you hear is my mama on the phone.
Ah, my mama. This is mama. This is your mama, Ginger Bear. How'd your number get on this wall? You giving handies? What is this hall of glories?
So speaking of funny voices... We went to the Great Lakes Bears bar night last night,
mm-hmm.
and Bradley, the entire night with another guy that was there, did nothing but impersonate the little baby from PNS Explosion.
Yeah.
Did they listen to the baby?
No. The thing is, he does his own separate voice where it's all high-pitched, and we've even joked in the past where we'll like, and he's like, you know, it'd be really funny is if you just go up to somebody who's been checking you out and you go up to him and be all macho and be like, you walk up, you don't say anything, but you have that like body language saying like, hey,
he's
up.
He's hot too.
And so you'd go up to him and then all of a sudden you're like touching him and you're like,
oh God, you're so fucking hot.
Yeah. And we're joking around and then he looks over my shoulder and he goes, He said something to me because I was like standing around looking at somewhere and he looks around and he asks me, he goes, does that guy smell in the corner? And I'm like, what? I don't know. Why? And he goes, I don't know. I was just wondering. And he goes, you should go over there and just kind of like lean in and go, and then go,
you smell fucking good.
So all night we were doing it. It was so funny.
Oh, yeah.
And we were in the back room at Touche,
mm-hmm.
where some of the shit goes down.
You were.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we were.
It was so hot.
And
hot, I mean the temperature.
And we were back there and we were trying to be as loud as we could sometimes. And it was like,
oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, shit. Tickle my nipples. And change my diaper.
I did not see that Alomar.
This one, yeah.
The last episode.
That's the last episode.
No, two episodes.
Oh, this one right here?
392.
No, we remember there's an episode before this that we just recorded.
On 390.
Oh, yeah.
393. Oh, yes, yes.
Dang.
You're welcome,
producer. Ding, 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 ding.
So, we need to still talk about all kinds of stuff that we
like
missed.
Halloween.
Like
by the
Halloween.
Way, I'm just letting you guys know that it's 32 minutes.
Oh, fuck. This is gonna be a long episode.
Right.
Deal. Welcome back.
We kinda owe it to him a little bit, I guess. We'll try to do 45.
Having those last
Did you see me? I just pulled a Bill Clinton.
You did. So hey, shut up. Halloween. We're limited
okay.
time clock here.
So what happened was, all right, so we were all invited to a Halloween party at some guy's house. I don't remember who it was. It was a really cute guy. He dressed as Harry Potter. He had like the scar on his face or whatever, really fucking cute. So I meet over at Josh's house and I get ready and he's getting ready and then we go over to his friend Esteban's house. Do you know him? Esteban? Okay.
No.
So we go to their house, we do some pre-drinking. Well, we did not eat anything that day. We had not eaten a damn thing. So we get to this house and we start drinking and so we're having like a few pretzels and this and that. So then it's time to go to the party, and we get there, and it's, like, fucking packed. There's so many people there, but free alcohol, like, ridiculous. I mean, it was, they had this, like, sangria blood drink mix shit that was good. They had Jello shots. They had food there, beer, shots, whatever. We were there probably for about 2.5 hours, and I probably drank a good 8 solo cups of that sangria along with Jello shots and beer and Josh was keeping up with me, and Josh is a little bit small, well, he's smaller than I am, but he hadn't eaten anything. Mm-hmm. And we were at, I could tell it was going a little bit too far because then as he started talking to people, Josh does this thing where he bites people. Not like hard, but he's like play bites. And I was like, oh shit, it's about to go down here, you know, a little bit. I go, okay, we should all go to Boys Town. Let's go to Boys Town and see what's going on in Boys Town. So we walk from this party to Boys Town, which was like fucking far away. I had no idea where we were. I don't know where the party is, so. And we're walking down the street, and Mark goes to give Josh a hug. And then all of a sudden, Mark and Josh hit the ground. And Josh smacks his face against the sidewalk. Doesn't, like, try to hold himself up or protect his face or anything. Just, bam! Like gets this huge strawberry on his face right here. And, like, the next day, it was really bruised. I was like, oh, my God. Jeez. So we finally get to the bar, or to a bar, and we order a few drinks, and then Josh is screaming and yelling the whole time we're walking to the bar. I mean, he's just, wah, 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 wah. When Mark fell, he lost his fez, which he had to pay $50 for when he returned his costume. But we get to the bar, and everybody's all drunk, and we're all together, and then all of a sudden, Josh is like, I need to go home, I'm so drunk. And then we're like, okay, well, you know, maybe we should get something to eat before we go, you know, because I think you're a little drunk and you probably need to eat something to sober up a little bit. And he's like, I don't want to. And then so I finally get him out of the bar and we go to this restaurant called Taco Burrito Palace, which is packed full of people already.
Oh, you didn't tell me there were lots of people.
Around. Oh, yeah. It was packed almost shoulder to shoulder in this place.
Oh, my God.
Yes. All right, so we get to the counter, we order, and I tell Josh, okay, let's go sit in this booth really quick, because most people are ordering their food and leaving. We had a seat, and then I think that's maybe when I called you guys. I don't know. Yeah. I can't remember. I didn't even know I called you guys until you told me. So I'm sitting there talking with my friends, Nicole and Samantha, and they're on the floor, and I'm like, oh, my God, you know, drunk crying. I wish you were here. Blah, 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 you know. And then as I'm on the phone, I look over and Josh, I see him lift up his head and just all the way around goes all over the table, like just in a huge arc all over the table. And I'm like, oh my God, I gotta go. My friend Josh just thrown up all over the place. And it's blood red because we'd had the punch and the jello shots, which were all red. So I'm like, oh my God, Josh, let's go. And he's like, no, I need to throw up some more. So he throws up all over the floor. And then he goes, I'm going to go to the bathroom. So he opens up the door. And in this restaurant, in order to get to the bathroom, you have to open up the door. There's the kitchen area to the left and then the front. And then you have to go to the right to the bathroom. He steps to this door and vomits all over the kitchen sink. Like, there was clean dishes, dirty dishes, sanitizing water, just throws up all over it. And then that's when the Latino guys were like, bah! And I'm going, donde esta el baño? Donde esta el baño? Lo siento. You know, I'm like, and here I am in this full makeup.
But keep in mind, if you were at the point where just right after you called us, you were more like, donde esta
el baño? No, by the time he threw up, I was like, oh my God. And you have to imagine this person dressed as the Mad Hatter with like flaky makeup all over my face. And so he's throwing up in the sink, in the kitchen sink.
So gross.
So he finally gets to the bathroom and he fucking throws up in the kitchen bathroom or in the bathroom sink and not the toilet. So I'm like, oh my God, Josh, come on. We have to go. So, and they were bringing out our food. Actually, I think they put the food on my side of the table, and then he threw up along the front of it. So, no, like, nothing hit the food, but because he was more like this.
You know, just like, right on the
edge. His chin was, like, on the table.
Gross.
So, I pushed the food away, and that's when I pushed him back. So, when we come out, I'm like, okay, Josh, we got to go. We have to go. And he's like, wait, what about my quesadilla? And I'm like, dude, you just fucking threw up. What do you mean, where's your quesadilla? And I was like, wait. I just paid $20 for this fucking food. I'm not leaving this shit. So I was like, I pick up the place. Can you box this up for us? So then we get outside. Oh, my ears are itchy. We get outside and what?
You have a really funny
this really
indent.
Weird like indent.
Where at? Right here?
Yeah, on your hair. From your. You don't have to put it back on. It's just
no. I'm okay. No. So we get outside to the, and he's like, give me my quesadilla. I'm like, okay. So I give him the quesadilla, and then all of a sudden he rips his shirt off, sits on the corner of the sidewalk with all these people passing us. You know how Boys Town is. It's fucking busy as hell. All these judgmental queens everywhere. And I'm like, oh my God. He's like, okay, Josh, we got to go. Let's go to your house. I had no idea how to get to his house from there. He's like, I can't find my keys. My keys are gone. My house keys are gone. I'm like, what are you talking about? Because everything that I have, what is at his house? And then Brad was like, well, why didn't you just go to my house? Well, the keys to your house were in his house. Mm-hmm. So he's sitting there eating his quesadilla. And I'm like, fuck, what am I going to do? And then George calls us out of the blue just to see what we're up to. And he's on Halstead driving up towards Boys Town. I was like, oh, my God, George. Oh, my God. I can't believe this happened. And I'm, like, drunk as hell, so I can't really – I'm probably not even telling him the whole story. He probably needs to tell the story because he was there most of it. And so I said, we're stuck here, and I think we're going to have to sleep under the Belmont stop because we don't have any keys, and we're cold. And then he's like, okay, I'll be there in a second. So he comes to pick us up. And he asked Josh.
I think his reaction, he told us the other night, was, fuck.
Right.
I just want to go home.
That's pretty much what it was. He was our savior that night. So he gets there and he puts us in the car and he's like, okay, Josh, I need to know where the party was. And Josh is like, So George had to call Kevin, who was a hot mess too. We were all hot messes. We had all had a lot to drink. We finally get to where the party was, and they leave me in the truck with the doors unlocked and the lights blinking, saying, we'll be right back, we'll be right back. And I'm like, okay, I'll watch it. And then I swear to God, like 30 seconds after they went, across the street, and I was like, I'm tired. And I was like,
yeah, no, and like, I think what George had said is that he told you to lock the doors, watch the car, and you had all the windows open. Doors open, windows open, passed out.
Which I probably would have, if a police officer would have passed me, I probably would have got a DUI for that.
Probably.
Because the car was running.
Yeah. Were you in the driver's seat?
No, I was in the back seat. But if you're in a running car and you're drunk, even if you're not driving, you will get a DUI.
If you're actually within, I think it's arm's distance of the keys. Mm. Even if it's off.
Right. So they get back and the keys aren't there at this party. So... And I've already passed out, so I don't know what happens between there. And then we get out to the suburbs, and I wake up, and I was like, I get out of the truck, I was like, oh, my God, where are we? Where's the city? Where are we? What are all these houses? Where did you take us, Kevin? Kevin! And George is like, I'm George. He's like, relax, Ricky. I brought you out to my house in Cicero. It's going to be okay. And I was like, okay. So,
yeah, I think we need to have him call in and leave his story.
Yeah.
Because there was a whole side of his story that I remember him talking about that was, you were hilarious. It had to do with your makeup and him not letting you in your car and not, you wanted to take all your makeup off on something that was in the back seat. And he's like, oh, fuck no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was probably the part that
or I you wanted to lay down in his car and he's like, no, you're going to take that makeup off because right. You're not going
to
get all
when
that.
When we got to his house, I went to go lay on his bed. He's like, no, you're going to go and take that makeup off. And I was like, it's grease. I can't. No, you're going to take it off.
Yes.
It was amazing and I wouldn't trade it. Well, I wish that we could have had the keys. It made life a little bit easier for everybody.
You just
but...
needed Bradley and I there to keep things under control for you.
And I didn't know who to call because everyone was out of fucking town.
Yeah.
You were out of town.
And you
couldn't
call
Lauren for a town.
Car. Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone was out of town and Kevin and Wendell and Eric or Mark and everybody, we were all out together and we all got separated. Mm-hmm. Which they're saying that Josh and I just left them. I find that hard to believe.
But it
could be possible.
It's sad that we're out of time because we didn't even get a chance to talk about the birthday celebration because that was really fun over the weekend.
You know what? Fuck it. This is an hour-long show.
Ricky's like, oh, no.
Really? People complain about that.
Deal. We've been gone for two episodes.
Okay.
We've got a lot of shit to
do. Do we end and record a third show today?
Oh, my God. Should we?
We could.
We could do a whole show about... Saturday night.
Yeah, let's do that.
Or Friday night.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right. This is Ricky.
This is Waylon.
And this is James.
Y'all are getting 3 shows in 1 week.
Shit. Better be excited for the next one.
Don't get used to it.
Right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
A relaxed ass is a happy ass. But if it's a tight and unrelaxed ass, it's an unhappy ass.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys. Way Willie and James LeRoy FM. Or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or James LeRoy FM at gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page. Follow us on our Tumblr.
Yeah, that bitch.
Foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you can give us. So please head on over to iTunes. Where you can also subscribe to our show.
Oh,
enjoy, baby.
Oh.